the pros and cons of digging up your past. I've got half a story and I'm kind of keen to find out more. And I also don't want to find out more. My voice is a little bit broken after last night's celebration, an amazing night of dance and drink and amazing food in a very large teepee under a full moon in the garden of a really cool pub in Cawley Moor. I was amidst family, extended family and friends, and the night seemed to finish only a few hours ago, actually. I think I went to sleep about 3 a.m. And I decided, while I'm in the area of my kind of first ever school and a lot of childhood memories, I lived in this area for almost 2 years when I was 5 and 6 years old. I thought I'd do a bit more digging around and try to find my best mate at the time. I think I've probably spoke to Bradley 4 or 5 times, and then the emails kind of stopped in the last 38 years. And you just lose track of people. I'm pretty certain he was my first proper best mate. I can't remember my best mates at preschool when I was 3. And I just went to a house that his family had moved out of 30 years ago. And remembered the house because of the garden and the fact that the house wasn't even extended to the point I was looking at. And we used to build tanks from old drain pipes and breeze blocks because his dad was a builder. Like these proper turreted tanks in the garden, which mostly went underground. It might have been we were actually in the footings of the part of the extension at one point. And all these memories come flooding back as I was standing there, ringing a doorbell on a Sunday morning, hoping not to disturb someone's peace too much. And the people that came to the door know the family I'm looking for very well and told me where they'd moved to. But I got a little bit lost on the way. And stopped and asked some other people who said, oh, go and ask the Italian guy who lives in the bungalow over there. He knows everybody. And I then had to go and ask them. And his wife came to the door and she'd lived in the area her entire life and knew everybody. That the fact that we're on the outskirts of Coventry and there's such an amazing community here is wonderful. And she says, oh, yeah, I know who you're after. And I just mentioned briefly I was keen to see how Bradley was, and she was like, Bradley's dead. And I'm like, what? He's same age as me. And maybe you should speak to his mum about that, and she'd be more than happy to tell you more. And I'm thinking, oh no. It was the way she was saying it, I was kind of thinking that I know he was a truck driver and I knew he did long hours, and I also know he had a family, and I'm wondering in the back of my mind what the worst case scenario could be. And the worst case scenario was that he took his own life. And I said, how did he die? And she said, oh, you should probably speak to the family. And I said, was it by his own hand? And they said, no, he had an illness. And that's all I know. I'm now sat outside a reclamation yard, which is where the family are now based, and nobody's in. I've knocked the door. I shall pip the horn in a moment. I can't get very close to the house to ring the doorbell because the gate out the front is chained and the compound is locked and I've called and hollered through. So I'm wondering whether or not I will find out all the details of this sad story. When they first said that he died, there was a moment of shock in me, but not the kind of shock out that I would feel for somebody that I had kept in touch with all this time, obviously. Yeah, I'm really sad for his family, who are wonderful people. And last time we chatted, I'm sure he's got a son. So, and his son's quite oldish now, I think. So, I think this story is going to end up unfinished. Maybe I'll find out more later on. Maybe I can get the name of this company and call at a later date. Yeah, it is amazing driving through an area that you haven't been to for almost 40 years. I've got to that age now, I can do this and find a lot of people still here. I find a lot of things drastically changed. I'm going to go and check out the farm that I used to live on, that I used to play all around. I think there's buried treasure there. I used to play a lot in clay streams and make these little marbles, and I remember there being a cupboard in the woods, and I don't know what, like a sideboard just sat there in the woods, and I used to lay all these little clay marbles, which would end up being catapult ammunition on this sideboard, and let them dry out. And one time I was going for a walk over the back, and it was I think Kersley Castle ruins were there at one point. It was now a ploughed field, and it was very recently ploughed. And I remember reaching down and my dad looking at me in mild shock as I picked up this huge key, kind of key that would unlock the door of a castle. And I was like, wow, look at this. And I remember my dad being really impressed, going, wow, that looks like an artifact from the castle that used to be here. The plough must have dug it up. And I put it in an old ammunition box, and we lived in a mobile home at the time, and I buried it under the mobile home. And I'm wondering what's there now, because as far as I know, when we moved, I forgot to dig that up. So, I'm interested, if nothing else, to go and tell the people that there's buried treasure on their land, because from what I know, the family have moved on that own the farm, and somebody else owns it now. But I'm going to head there now. Still don't know if I've kind of processed the news of the death of a friend.